This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. Our region offers a variety of weekend activities to choose from, and this weekend in particular, many folks are focused on sports. The Flyers, Sixers, and Eagles are all playing, and high school and college teams are in season. Philadelphia is also the site of one of the biggest athletic competitions of the year. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, helps us scan the sporting events calendar this week and consider some other activities. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. You are so right. We are well known as a big sports town that really loves its teams and competitions at every level. But when you hear the sounds of many thousands of feet running through the city, you know it's Philadelphia Marathon Weekend. And with that comes a lot of activities beyond the race and a lot of road closures. There's a health and fitness expo Friday and Saturday at the Convention Center. There's a kids' fun run on the parkway that you can register for on-site on Saturday, and the main event, the marathon, of course, on Sunday. We'll have info for you on our website, whyy.org/things to do, but let me save you a little time. If you're driving, avoid the Ben Franklin Parkway and adjacent streets.
That is excellent advice, and I know you have to pay attention to those no parking signs. Don't park on or near the course, or your car will be quote-unquote relocated.
Yes, you better be careful about that. Now, if you want to see the race, there are a lot of good places on the course to cheer the runners on, and you can find those on our website as well. Now, there's another big sporting event this weekend that we should know about. The Eagles play the Seahawks at the Link, and they need every man and woman on deck, as it's kind of a must-win game for the crew.
Oh, yeah. Last weekend's loss to the Patriots and the Eagles' injury list have us rooting extra hard for our birds.
And Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is not going to make it easy. He's leading the MVP race right now. I wanted to make sure this particular Eagles game was on your radar because it was moved by the NFL from Sunday night at 8 p.m. to Sunday afternoon at 1. That means the Eagles are going to be on one side of town and the marathon is going to be on the other. And you know what makes those meet? The Schuylkill Expressway. So I'm really encouraging folks to take public transportation and to get to the game early.
We will be putting the mass in mass transit this weekend for sure, Tanya. What's happening outside the city?
I need my old school hip hop fans to listen up. Eric B and Rakim are coming to Delaware.
Thinking of a master.
They're part of the soundtrack of my early years in radio out of college. Where are they going to be?
They're going to be performing at the Queen in Wilmington on Friday night. Now, this is a great chance to share some of your favorite old school music with your kids or any younger people in your life. Or you can just take your old school behind there and with your friends and have a great time. The show starts at 8.
I love it.
Now, I know we've got some fans of sexy music out there, too.
I think it's fair to say so.
Well, they will be happy to know that 90s R&B stars Ginuwine and Drew Hill are coming to the Keswick Theater in Glenside on Saturday night. Many of us know Ginuwine's big hit record, Pony.
Isn't that kind of a signature song for that actor, Channing Tatum, as well? Like Channing from Kingsman, 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, that's right. It's become just as associated with Channing as it has with Ginuwine since he danced to it in both of the Magic Mike movies. And you may remember Drew Hill singing with Will Smith, our own Will Smith, on Wild Wild West, but they've also recorded some gorgeous ballads.
Time to find some things to do for the whole family.
Well, we all know Thanksgiving is on the way, but it's never too early to get ready for Santa.
I saw Swedish fish candy canes in the store the other day. Never saw them before.
Wow. Well, you know, we're going to do whatever we got to do to get ready for the holiday. And one of the more popular holiday attractions in our area is Santa's Express. Now, that's not to be confused with the Polar Express, although I do love that movie. This train goes from Westchester to Glen Mills and back with Santa on board and some live seasonal entertainment. The trains start running this weekend and go through December 22nd. So I recommend getting those tickets early and online. You don't want to get to the station and find out that the train is already full. You'd have to wait.
Nice, Tanya. You keep the Things to Do train running, chugging along. Where can we go for more?
Thank you, Jennifer. And for all the details on the events we've discussed, you can head to whyy.org. www.marlonwayans.org/things-to-do. Then we're going to tell you where to find Marlon Wayans on his stand-up tour and Sutton Foster. You might know her from the TV show Younger, but she's also a two-time Tony winner, and she's going to be singing in Philly this weekend.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Whatever you do, Tanya, have a great weekend.
You too, Jennifer.